Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tiki Talk. Today we have something different and unusual. My name is Tiki Feldenstein and I am coming to you today from the road. Actually from the very crowded Belt Parkway where I got stuck in traffic, so I did not make it to the studio, but not to disappoint anyone, I decided to check in anyway. And thank God for new technology, thank God that I'm able to do this, because we would not want to leave you disappointed. And so it is time for a Tippy Talk, and it is time to chat about things that matter and things that make a difference. Also, we are interested in, of course, your story, which is just another way of saying important things that need to be said. And so, because terrorism is growing and people are dying all over the place, I decided that I was going to just talk a tiny little bit about terrorism of one sort, which is Islamic terrorism, that happens to be prevalent in a lot of places and that most people, especially not the mainstream media, will not talk about. And of course, we always want to talk about things that the mainstream media is not going to talk about. And so I'm going to talk about what terrorism, because it does seem to be everywhere and it does seem to be getting worse. And basically, it's the Muslim Brotherhood that ties all the terrorist organizations and all the terrorist activities together. So this is what I'm going to tell you today, first of all, about that. Because the bad guys, they have lots of names. They have names like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, but they all have one thing in common. They're all killing for a cause. And they're all killing for an Islamic law known as Sharia. This is not made up. This is what they say. So they're all killing for what they call Sharia law. And Sharia means the return to medieval Islam. Sharia demands the holy war that is called jihad. The most widely available book of Islam law in English says that jihad means to war against non-Muslims. So a lot of this terrorism is basically a war against non-Muslims. So there are two kinds of jihad. There is a violent jihad, which is horribly simple. It's slaughtering innocents and forcing submission. Violent jihadists want to conquer land for the caliphate. Essentially, that means an Islamic state where Sharia law is supreme. But there's another kind of jihad in their explanatory memorandum. The Muslim Brotherhood calls this civilization jihad. And it says that the Muslim Brotherhood must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers. So civilization jihad has the same goal as the violent jihad, which is to conquer land for the caliphate, but instead of waging war or staging terror attacks like the brothers in the violent jihad, the civilization jihadists wear suits and ties, and their work is much more subtle. So what do? They file lawsuits for Muslim truck drivers who don't want to drive beer. They convince schools to hold Muslim Day where the girls wear headscarves and the kids say Muslim prayers. They complain when our government watches to see if their violent buddies are hanging out with them. They call anyone that's critical of Islamic law an Islamophobe, which is a term they invented to make people scared to speak out. Just like the neighbors of the terrorists in San Bernardino, they knew something was wrong, but they didn't want to say anything because they'd be accused of profiling.
or worse, to be accused of being Islamophobics, which is a made-up word. These bad guys have lots of names, too. They have the Council of American Islamic Relations, which call themselves CARE, the Muslim Student Association, which are MSA, the Islamic Society of North America, which is ISNA. The Justice Department found that these groups were, in fact, all started by the Muslim Brotherhood, the trunk and the roots of all those organizations of violent jihad and civilized jihad. Not all Muslims practice Sharia or support it, but an awful lot of them do. They believe that anyone who insults Islam can be killed. They believe that women are property, that believe that gays should be killed, and that little girls should be mutilated and forced to marry old men that they've never met. These things are simply not allowed in our free society and are against the Constitution, but that is why they're trying to implement Sharia law into our land. There are plenty of modern Muslims who want to leave and let live, but unfortunately, the groups that speak most often for the Muslim community follow the medieval version based on Sharia. They are working to make the U.S. more like the caliphate. They have to go. They have to be stopped. And that is why I read that, because if they're not stopped and if they don't go, then ultimately they're going to implement what they want in the United States. So if you do not want to live on Sharia law, you have to get educated first of what is going on and what they're trying to do. And again, that has nothing to do with good Muslims that are not part of this, to do with the Islamic powers that are in charge and actively seeking to turn the United States, and actually what they're saying is they're actively seeking to turn the entire world into Sharia law, into a caliphate, into a Muslim-ruled society. So if you want that and it's okay with you, then I guess there's nothing that you can do, nothing you have to do. But if it's not what you want, if it doesn't go well with your values, then you need to take this and pass it on, pass it along, make as many people aware and understand, and don't be afraid of being of the word Islamophobic, because that word means nothing. Nobody's an Islamophobic, and that doesn't even exist. Nobody has any phobia against Islam. Nobody's accusing good Muslims of doing anything. And there is no such a thing as Islamophobia. But there is an element of Islam that is really, really working on so many levels, psychologically, physically, emotionally, to accomplish their goal. To accomplish what they are saying is their job, to turn the world into an Islamic Sharia law type of world, and the United States is just part of that world. So if anything is happening that you are aware of and that you see, speak out. If you agree that you do not want to live under Sharia law, and that you do not want the United States to turn into a terror country where people get blown up every day, and they will keep on getting blown up until Sharia law is implemented. And if you look at the countries that are already under Sharia law, like Iran, Iraq, and many other countries, life is not much safer for them, even though they are being ruled under Sharia law. People do get their hands cut off when they steal. Women do get stoned and murdered if anybody accuses them of any kind of infidelity or any kind of anything that goes against Islam. Women do get beat up for wearing jeans under their Muslim outfit, which I'm not sure what it's called. And yes, life in those countries is hard,
and the good Muslims are suffering. So especially if you're a Muslim, especially if you're a Muslim that understands that God's word is not about murder and not about mayhem, then it is your job to pass that along and to let people know that this needs to be stopped now before it's too late, if it isn't already too late. I personally feel that it really is too late because nobody's doing anything about it. But the United States is still not under Sharia law. And until it is, its time is not there yet. So pass it along if you feel and if you understand that how important this is and how important your personal participation is, even if you pass it along to one person. Like I said, especially if you're Muslim, you have the responsibility to your religion, to your God, to make sure that you and your family and the rest of the world does not have to live in terror. So it's your responsibility along with everybody else, but yours even more because it's your religion that's being hijacked, to pass it along, to let the world know that you don't agree that Islam should be the violent, jihadist way of life, or that you don't agree that your religion needs to be enforced and forced on everybody else, that you just want to live your life peacefully, lovingly, and enjoy God's gift for the life that we have. And because of this important message, I decided that I was going to actually do this on the road, on the run, with traffic all around me, on a beautiful day when the sky is blue in the summer in New York, which does not happen very often. So I hope you enjoyed it. I really hope you learned something from it, and I really for the world to be a better place, which is what Tippy Talk is about. My name is Tippy Felsenstein, and I am looking forward to hearing from you and to hearing what you have to say, because you matter. Your story matters, and this is what this is all about, your life. Thank you for listening. This is Tippy Felsenstein for Tippy Talk.